Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 35. This chapter has 28 psukim in it. This is another chapter where David pleads with God to save him from his enemies. David's enemies wanted to shame, humiliate, and kill him. The Radak learns David said this chapter specifically about Shaul. In this psalm, David gives exceptional detail about the tensions between him and his detractors. David is very specific about the emotional grief he's going through. David relates how he's being falsely persecuted and chased with malice. Amazingly, at the same time, David continues to pray on their behalf and for peace to prevail. While someone with high moral standing would never stoop so low to fight their battle, it would seem people who have no moral conscience have an upper hand because they are willing to do anything to get their enemy back. Therefore, David clearly understands the futility of trying to go to war against them, and davens to God to wage his war. David assures us in this psalm, in truth, the Rishayim have no advantage over the Tzaddikim, because God is ultimately watching over the righteous. The Perek starts in Pasuk Aleph and Beis and says, L'David riva Adonai es yiravai, lacham es lachmai, hechazek magen v'tzina v'kuma bezrasa. Of David, O God, fight my adversaries, battle my opponents, take up shield and buckler, and come to my defense. Old Meforshim ask, why does it say Riva and then again Yeravai? Why is there a double expression for fighting? Rashi explains David was saying, God, you should fight against those who fight against me. The Ramad Wali explains, the double wording of Riva Yeravai means David was first saying, God, please fight against my enemies above in the upper world, the impeding negative forces that want to take me down. And on the second Yeravai, David was asking God to save him from the forces below, the physical people who wanted to kill him. The Ramad Wali continues to explain the commonality between the two enemies is they both want to stop the tzaddik and see him dead. Because when there's a great true tzaddik, like David HaMelech, all the impeding negative forces from above and below try to shut him down. Moving on in the Perek, I'd like to also highlight verse 10, which is a fairly known pasuk, as it says, Kol asmoisei tarmana Adonai, micha mocha matzil ani mechazak mimenu, v'ani ve'evyon migzolai. All my bones will proclaim, God, who is like you? You save the poor from one stronger than me, the poor and needy from those who rob him. All the classical Meforshim explain the simple meaning over here. David was speaking in a metaphor. All his bones give thanks to God for the amazing miracles God's done for him. The Ramad Wali explains, this is an amazing thing, because David's enemies literally wanted to rip his heart out. Therefore, it was necessary for David to praise God with all his heart and his entire body, as a way to counteract his enemies who wanted to rip him limb from limb. On a different note, it's brought in many of the Hasidish Sfarim, we learn great advice on how to daven from here. David was saying, Kol asmosai. The word asmosai literally means bones, but it comes from the word etzem, which means essence. David's entire soul and essence constantly screamed out to God. He put all his energy and strength into the words of tefillah. Many people approach tefillah as a passive activity, but really, you need to be proactive about davening, not just to passively mumble through the words. You need to save your energy for davening. All too often, by the time we get around to davening, we're simply tired. When we daven, we need to put our entire bodies and essence into the words. We need to daven with koach, strength. And when you put your energy into your tefillah, you get more back out from the words in return. As David says in Tehillim in another place, tefillah lekel chayai, praying to God is my strength. If you want true vitality, true energy, and true life, throw yourself into the world of tefillah. May we merit to utilize the weapon of tefillah to fight the wars of our daily lives and to be proactive about davening by getting behind our words and putting our energy into tefillah. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.